Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
Hey, and good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to catch our drift. Joining me in studio, it's Ed Byron.
Happy fall, man.
It kind of feels that way, doesn't it?
Boy, it does, yeah.
I left the window open last night in my bedroom.
That was a mistake. I left mine open a crack, yeah.
That was refreshing, though.
Yes. So,
kind of nice. Well, welcome to The Drift, and what we do every Saturday is go over the news we put on thedailydrift.com. It's
the news you need to know.
Very good. So thank you for doing that. Well, let's jump right in. We got a whole lot. You know, actually, it was kind of a quieter week compared to last week.
That's the way I felt about it, yes, until last
quieter.
Night. Yeah,
a few oddball things going on, but tons of things to cover. And if you want to call into the show today, 734-822-1600, you can certainly call in. Let's take care of a little business. Time Auto Sales, if you're looking for a winter car, it's that time.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're looking for a second car, or a car for your kids, or maybe you just want a toy, right?
Or you want to change it up.
Change it up a little bit. Call 734-455-5566. That's 734-455-5566. Time Auto Sales, T-Y-M-E, Time Auto Sales. It's located in Plymouth. I drive past there pretty often.
I was just there yesterday. I was looking at a Ranger there to replace my older Ranger with another Ranger that looked almost the same, only 10 years newer, which is what I want. I want another Ranger just like I have. And he has Jeeps. I mean, you know what? You come up and you say, hey, you know, we're going to be getting cold weather. Maybe I want to get rid of the sports car and get something four-wheel drive.
Yeah, absolutely. So 734-455-5566. It's located at 199 Plymouth Road in Plymouth, Michigan. And lots of good things and financing. The whole nine yards. It's a great place to go.
They're in business this long because they have a good reputation. You don't be an auto.
Yeah.
You notice how many.
65 years.
Yeah. You notice how many auto lots you see them come and go, and go. They pop up on a corner and then they're gone and there's a Quickie Mart there.
Yep.
These guys have been on this corner forever and a day, and there's a reason.
Yeah, family-owned business at the same location, 65 years. So someone you can count on. That's a great thing.
Well, I bought a car from JR in 1982.
Really?
Yeah, I bought a 76 Monte Carlo. I was just telling him about it yesterday. He says, dude, how'd you like the car? I says, well, I liked it. You know, it eventually fell apart, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, it wasn't, you know, they do that back then, you know? And he says, yeah, if you had it today, do you know how much it would be worth? I said, I don't even want to think about that.
Don't even get me going on it because I think about all those old cars and what happened to it. Just bothers me. All right. Well, I want to start before we get into the tariffs and the China and
Trump before we get into any of that, I want to make a little appeal here, okay? We discussed this.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I want to get into this. Hey, folks, any of you are business people and you're thinking about how can I increase my traffic? How can I get more people in the door, whether you're a restaurant, whether you're a hardware store, a car lot, a realtor? I want you to seriously consider advertising in the Current newspaper. Gary and I were talking about this. I walk in someplace and somebody says, oh, you own the Current? I love that paper. I get that so often. There are such warm feelings. I get letters from people who say how much they appreciate the paper. And really, I do need more advertisers. But the ones I have stick with me because of the return business. They see a return on their advertising. There's a warmth to this newspaper that can translate to your customers.
Yeah. And it's weathered. You know, I did it for 11 years. It's weathered a lot of years and even the great
even the Obama years.
Right? We went through that. We actually expanded during those years. And it's, you know, people want to talk internet. I can assure you, your internet advertising won't work unless somebody knows you exist. And they have to see your name, see your internet address, see your phone number, and then they'll Google you up. Because if someone goes, if you're just generic, somebody Googles up, you're never going to be the guy at the top.
Mm-hmm.
You need people to Google your name.
Yeah.
And that means you have to have your name in front of somebody.
Yep.
So internet advertising is great, but unless somebody remembers your name and hasn't seen it in the paper, Well, there's a problem, right? Yeah. Because Google doesn't work for most small business people. You're always going to be the 30th guy down the list unless you're paying big money mm-hmm. from SEO.
To go to the top of the list.
Right. And most people don't do that, can't afford it.
Right.
But the newspaper, you'll see it. It's in everybody's mailbox. It's right there. They look at it. They'll remember
they
the next
time. They read it front to rear page.
Yes.
Front to rear page. That's the comments I get all the time. Look forward to it.
Exactly. And we always try to put content mm-hmm. on the same page, so there's always something there for you to
yep.
look at. Yeah, Courant, C-O-U-R-A-N-T online.com. And that's the bonus. It's not only the print edition that shows up in your mailbox mm-hmm. via the U.S. Post Office. It also is online, so you can see it online anytime you want to.
Yep. Yeah. So give me a call, 734-740-7309.
Say it again.
734-740-7309.
Okay, there we go.
Or call in and ask Derek. He'll tell you.
Or you can always call into the show.
That's true.
Yeah, or call
734-822-1600.
Email us. What's your email?
It's editor@currentonline.com, but I prefer current.online@gmail.com. Current.online@gmail.com.
All right. Or get hold of me one
yeah.
way or the
or
other.
Or call Gary.
I still get that phone call. Come on, man.
All right, let's get on with the show.
Happy. Okay, so I wanted to start with we've got an election coming in 2020, and I put a story up on the Daily Drift the other day. Whitney Williams is running against Haley Stevens for the 11th District, which mm-hmm. I think we lost it, right? That had mm-hmm. traditionally been a Republican. We lost it. I think part of it was because of the marijuana issue yep. in the last election. But Whitney Williams has a great story. And Derek, I want to run part of her ad there just to see if we can help her out a little bit. And I've reached out to her. We're going to try and get her on the show or get her to call in and spend a little time with us because she's got a great story. Go ahead and play that.
Hi, my name is Whitney Williams. I'm running for Congress because I love our country and believe we all deserve a shot at the American dream. It is because of this great foundation in which our country was built that I can stand before you here today as a candidate for the United States House of Representatives. I was first brought to America from Taiwan as a 10-year-old girl without knowing a word of English. My family overstayed their visas, and as a result, I spent the next 16 years living in the shadows as an illegal immigrant. Politicians knew of us, they called us dreamers, and quite frankly, used us as political props for their own personal gain. Rather than solving obvious problems like immigration, career politicians too often look the other way at everyone else's expense. The proudest day of my entire life was the day I officially became an American citizen. Now as a citizen, I want to help change the Washington culture. I'm sick and tired of political games, and I'm sure you are too. When I go to Congress as a pro-life conservative who supports strong border security, Democrats are going to have a hard time using their typical playbook against me. With record employment and the best economy in the country's history, the current administration is making it possible for more Americans than ever to achieve their American dream. I want to further this economic success and fight back against the radical left socialist agenda. If I've learned anything through my own experiences, it's that we are all dreamers living in the greatest country on earth. I will fight for your American dream and hope to earn your vote.
Okay.
Where do I have to drive to vote for her? I'll register as a Democrat and vote for her.
but she's a Republican.
Yes, I know.
Right?
But Democrats get to vote more than once. So.
Exactly, right. So she came, her parents overstayed their visa, all right, so they were legal, but they corrected it. They went in, they filled out their paperwork, they did what they had to do to become citizens.
That's a story I'd like to hear. How do you do that?
I do. I want to hear that story. That's why I want to get her in here. So she's Chinese, but Taiwan Chinese, mm-hmm. right? Not mainland Chi-Coms. And just a cute lady and young. She's fresh. She should be that kind of story that exactly right. The Democrats won't be able to hammer her and call her
racist
privileged white person and all that stuff, right? So I'm hoping we can get her on the show or at least to call in. We'll figure that out when it comes. But I want people in that district, the 11th district, to start thinking, hey, it's not too soon. 2020 is really just around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get this lady in there and get rid of Haley Stevens, who was just a Pelosi follower, right?
Yeah.
Not doing it. Again, like that whole crew. I'm not happy with Alyssa Slotkin.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm hoping the Republicans are working to get some good people like Whitney Williams in place for the 2020 election.
Yep.
No. Okay, so you wanted to start off with...
I did.
Didn't you? What,
are we talking about trade?
Trade.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So
you threw me there. Yeah.
Trade.
Trade with China, right?
Yeah, so China came right back. It's a trade war.
There's it's no a trade war. In fact, I'm in the middle of writing an article about that.
Yeah.
And it's the title of it is War by Other Means.
Hmm.
It's a trade war. If you look at how World War II started, it started out with a trade war in the Pacific with Japan, with a huge economic power that was seeking to broaden its influence in the Pacific, and found themselves at odds with the United States because the United States had economic interests in the Philippines in particular, Hawaii, all around, and with China. And interestingly enough, with China. And we actually went to China's defense and said, we want Japan to remove itself. It invaded China and took it over. We actually went, Cordell Hull said, we want you out of China to Japan. And that provoked the war. That what provoked.
And how familiar does that sound today?
Thank you.
Right.
And we were really putting, I had been told that it was the economic pressure we put on with oil embargoes.
Yeah.
To Japan, that really they felt it was like a boil that was being pushed on that finally burst,
right,
and inflamed, and you know how ugly that gets. We had war. Now the question is, what's going to happen with China right now? Is this the right thing? Well, if you look at what Trump is doing, and Trump has said as much, that he could be replaced in the next election, and if he were, that administration would presumably be more Chinese friendly. I mean, look at right. Hillary. She had all her email automatically forwarded to China, we've just discovered.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I was looking all for her audio emails. On that and I couldn't find.
Well here it thought. Is right now. Hillary's emails were going straight to, what was the name of that company?
I don't know. I'm with you. I was looking for it and I couldn't get. But hold that thought because you and I are on the same page. When we get into the meat here. But let's take a call from Joe in Wyandotte. I'm sure he's got something to say about tariffs, but he wants to say something about Whitney Williams.
Something else.
Joe, welcome to the show.
Well, yeah, you got me going on Whitney Williams. I love this woman already. I've never met her. like she points out in her ad, they can't use the playbook.
Right.
And even though we as Republicans don't like identity politics,
you got to play it.
You know,
you got to play it.
Yeah. Lincoln didn't say, I really don't want to fight in Gettysburg. Let's just skip it. Let's just let the South have that. You know, you have to engage the enemy where they fight.
Well, wait a minute.
We have to do so here. And we didn't have a blue wave the last time. We had a pink wave. So it will be important to put up females against these females that won.
Yeah, I agree.
Boy, I thought when you were going on about Gettysburg and willingness to fight or not, I thought you were already going to shift into China and the trade wars.
Well, yeah, with China, that's exactly the point, though. People whining about the tariffs, what do you want us to do instead of because China has been using, abusing, and taking advantage of us? Bomb them?
Right.
Invade them?
Right.
This is the tool. This is the arrow in the quiver we have. You all know, I've said it before, I am very anti-tariff, and I opposed the tariffs for like the first year and a half, and then finally acquiesced, because again, it's the only arrow we've got, and now while the economy is good in the U.S. and is downturning in China, now is the time to fight that war. You can't do it when the economy's bad. Smoot Hawley during the Depression didn't create the Depression. It made it worse and made it last longer. But while the economy's on the upswing, now is the time you can fight that. And if Trump gets reelected and we get a deal, then you'll really see the economy take off because, yes, the trade wars are suppressing the economy a little, but we're still way off better than we were under Obama.
You got it. The longer we wait, the worse it gets. So it's, we're long overdue to sit China down and say, enough is enough. We're not going to subsidize you any longer because that's what we're doing. We're subsidizing the entire planet.
You know, I'm sorry.
At one time, it might have been fine, but not anymore because now we're suffering from it because these aren't just podunk countries anymore. They're competitors.
Yeah.
And you don't subsidize your competitor. It's that simple.
Yeah, it's the economic version of Neville Chamberlain out there.
Yeah.
Well, when I was given the analogy of Japan just before World War II, the interesting thing was that the West was in a struggle with the Depression at that time economically, and yet the Pacific was booming economically, and Japan wanted to take more advantage of that and keep us out. So in that case, the tables were kind of flipped. We're not in the same position. Now we're in a trade war with a Pacific-based rival, and we're in the strong economic position, and they're in there devaluing their currency.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I semi-related, because we're talking about the economy, Trump whining about the Fed, and I agree with him wholeheartedly. It's not that we need the rates lowered now. It's that they should have never been raised, or at least not raised as much as they were in the first place.
So, I agree.
Yes, the Fed needs to reverse their previous bad decision and cut it.
Yeah, and I think Jay Powell's going to do that, don't you? I think he's going to come around.
I hope so.
Well, he's not again, a democratically elected figure, you know what I mean? He doesn't respond to the public concerns. He responds to the bankers' concerns.
Right. But, you know, the bankers at this point have got to be saying, the only safe place in the world is the United States of America to be doing business.
That's true.
Maybe we better keep this economy going, because if our economy gets strong enough, the world's going to ride our coattails. It's that simple. Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
even China's dying right
now. And again, the rest of the world, Europe, China, Russia, they have a downturn. They are down. They may even be in a recession. And you've got the U.S. liberals, of course, trying to talk us into one. So we have to be careful not to let the rest of the world, because it is, whether we like it or not, quite a bit of global economy. We got to be careful that we don't let them drag us down into a slowdown or a recession.
Yep.
So
good points, Joe.
We need to cut the rates.
Yep.
All right, good points.
Good point. All right. Thanks, Joe, for the call,
bye.
As always.
Take care, my friends. I love you.
See
right,
you.
Love you, too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I mean, it's honestly, that's what's got to happen. I'm on board with nobody likes tariffs.
No.
But you know what? Now is the time. It's long overdue. Let's get it done. And let's buckle down. And when Trump said earlier, was it yesterday he said it? Told the American companies?
Yesterday.
Let's get away from China. Come up with
options. No, he didn't say let's get away. He says, I hereby order.
Okay.
He may have authority to do that under an Emergency Economic Act of 1976, but he has to first declare an economic incident, okay? And then Congress could override it in, I think, 45 days.
I think it's a Trumpism, though, right?
I think it is.
It's a Trumpism. He's just saying he's not really ordering people to not. But I can tell you this already.
Yeah.
I work in the auto industry, right, as do you. My company is already pulling back from China. Our customers, the big three, are pulling. They're now coming back and saying, we don't want to source China. Make sure you get us some additional options for coming back to North America or the U.S. completely.
I don't know if they're worried
about it. They know what's coming.
I don't know if people understand this or not, but I worked for a company just before the company I worked for, a couple jobs before that, large international auto supplier. And we were sending people over to open a plant in China. And we were showing them how we do it here. And then we were actually doing it better with better technology and more infusion of capital in that plant than we were here, where we were trying to cut corners and do it. You know, we're doing a good job. But while we looked at the equipment they got, and I said, how come they get more equipment and more space to do it in? Well, because the real estate's less expensive to lease, so they could do it in a bigger factory.
Right.
But the point is, we're talking about the intellectual theft, right? And transfer. It's not just patents. It's the fact that we're going over there and we're training people who don't know how to do it the way we do it, and then they're going to do it, and you got to be a racist to think they can't learn from that and carry on and grow it.
Which is what they do. They require you that they own half the company
exactly.
when you're in China.
Yep.
So they learn, they steal, they get it all, and then they have another company set up that does the same thing.
Exactly.
They've learned it, they've copied
yep.
it, and guess who's going out of business? The 50-50 partnership will die
mm-hmm.
because they now have 100% government-owned business over there
right.
that is now competing against you cheaper.
And that's war by other means.
It's war by other means, exactly. All right, let's take a call from Tom in Detroit. Tom, welcome to the show.
Hi, I wonder if, if you're going down the road the wrong way, you're on the wrong road. You got to kind of figure out where it is you went wrong. And I'm thinking back to, I was listening back to talk radio when Clinton was in, and we were all going crazy because he signed something to give China most favored trading status mm-hmm. with the U.S. And he also signed the GATT and NAFTA. And we're all going, wait a minute, I thought he was supposed to be president of this country. And the auto was already hurting from the Japanese when, they came in, and at first they were a big joke back, in the early 60s. And then all of a sudden their products, really became competitors.
That's because we sent them dumber. Now, that's part of our problem is we sent them dumber, and he taught them how to do it right, and they were listening.
Right.
Well, there's a whole system, and I was working as a machinist back then, and, we'd get a blueprint, and, we'd do the lathe work or the grinding work or the mill work. Each guy had his own specialty off the blueprint. What they did was they changed that. We all had our trade secrets. Okay, guys in the shop, we'd share the trade secrets. Then they made every blueprint had a specific order how everything had to be done, and it couldn't be deviated from in order to get the special status. And then all they had to do was take that whole system and ship it to any place in the world, and they could train people
yeah.
to anybody
gotcha.
To do your
we
job.
We shot ourselves in the foot.
Mm-hmm.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And we've paid the price for the last 30 years over it.
Yeah.
Right? That's simple. Yeah, well, great point. Great point, Tom.
There was one other thing about the interest rates. The longer interest rates are low, the bigger shock it's going to be if they ever do raise them up. Back in the Great Depression, that was caused by the huge market crash was caused by a sudden rise in interest rates, caused a landslide of margin calls. All the people were trading on leverage because of the low interest rates. And basically the insiders bought the whole thing up for pennies on the dollar. So, I get a little, I start hearing about this, we need low interest rates, we need low interest rates. I think there's a red flag there, too, that has to be watched.
Right. Right. Well, good point. Thanks, Tom.
Building pressure in.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Tom, as always. Bye.
You bet.
So, let's how much time we got there, Derek? Just a minute. 1 minute. So not enough.
Yeah, I don't trust that clock. Let me tell you. I don't trust that clock. I just want to, let's see. Is it one minute or is it 3 minutes?
Yeah. Well, here's what I'm going to say. We're going to come back because there's some more terror stuff I want to talk about when we come back from the break. But the point is, Trump and his tariffs, I think it's the right time.
Yeah.
Even Joe was
anti-tariff.
So much anti-against
yeah.
tariffs, right?
Yep.
But my point to other people is, if you hate tariffs so much, why would you allow the rest of the world to tariff us and
right.
do nothing about it?
Mm-hmm.
You have to fight back on whatever. And economics is the biggest weapon of war of today.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it comes down to.
Yep.
Forget the tanks. Forget the missiles. China can blow us away? I don't think so.
You're worried about the Russians influencing the American election? China right now is influencing the next presidential election. See, now during World War II, to get back to my analogy, we had national unity. We all accepted sacrifices in order to defeat that enemy.
Yeah.
Now we're not ready to do that with China.
Yeah, hold that thought because that's a good tune. As soon as we get back from the other side of the break, we're going to pick up on that. So we'll see all of you on the other side.
Headed somewhere. How do they keep up on the latest news and information? They listen to Wham! Just like you. If you have a product or business to advertise, your message can reach these listeners wherever they are. People tune to Wham! Radio for the latest issues discussed by hosts like Theron X, Steve Gruber, and Joe Pags. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise with Wham! Radio, 1600 AM, 92.7 FM. You'd be insane to be anyplace else.
Fox News, I'm Karen McHugh. A banquet this evening will officially kick off this year's G7 summit in France.
As soon as he touched down in Biarritz, he went to have lunch with the French President Emmanuel Macron. And despite the fact that there have been some tensions, including Macron's decision to put a digital services tax on many American high-tech companies, which the president may retaliate for by putting a tariff on French wine, President Trump said the relationship is still strong.
Fox's John Roberts. U.S. trade with China is expected to be discussed. One Democrat who wants the president's job outlined his plan for dealing with Beijing.
We've got to outcompete China. There's no way to just do this through trade and tariffs and all this nonsense. You've got to outcompete them. And so I have a plan on how do we build electric vehicles? How do we build batteries? I have a chief manufacturing officer that I'm going to appoint that will drive this for us.
Ohio Representative Tim Ryan on Fox. America is listening to Fox News.
When you need a way to recognize the best, you need Stadium Trophy. From stadium plaques and medals to name badges and everything in between, Stadium Trophy will make your award a memorable keepsake. Stadium Trophy knows the value of showing appreciation. A pat on the back can go a long way, but a tangible gift to show your gratitude will inspire your team to greatness and create memories that will last a lifetime. Since 1977, Stadium Trophy has been a family-owned company producing elegant and fun awards. Clients include the University of Michigan and Eastern Michigan University, nonprofits, schools, corporations, and parents. Stadium Trophy prides themselves on providing top-quality products and friendly, helpful service. Stadium Trophy, Packard Road, Ypsilanti. Call them today to see what Stadium Trophy can create for you. 734-487-3366. That's 734-487-3366 or stadiumtrophy.com.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is Wellbridge. Wellbridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing care facilities you've ever seen. All Wellbridge locations offer a resort-like atmosphere, and their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. Here's former patient Evelyn Danielson from Brighton.
It was excellent. It wasn't only just the physical part of it, doing your exercises with them. It was the RNs, even down to the kitchen people that came in and said, what can we fix you? What do you like? We'll try to do it for you. And everything with a smile, I couldn't get over. I would heartily recommend Wellbridge.
For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for Wellbridge in Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney. Now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team, Wellbridge invites everyone to learn more about them at thewellbridgegroup.com. Wellbridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift in studio with Tipsy Ed Bondarenka.
Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday. Let's take care of a little business before we get back into the meat of the show. AAA Service Network, AAA, that's AAAServiceNetwork.com. Whether it's heating, cooling,
you get
plumbing,
that furnace check
appliances.
Now.
Yeah.
Use the coupon.
Year, right? There's coupons in the current. Go to CourantOnline.com. On the back page, you'll see the AAA Service Network ad, or you can call Brighton 810 210-226-0047. That's 810-226-0047. But they have offices in South Lyon, Ann Arbor, Whitmore Lake, and Brighton.
Tell them we sent you. That's very important. Yeah. Tell them we sent you. We get credit for that, you know?
Yep. Tell them you saw it in The Current, or tell them you heard it here on The Drift. Whatever you need to tell them. Water softener installation, you can get $300 off. They now use half the salt of the older ones. Mm-hmm. That's important.
Yes, right? For the environment and for your wallet.
Yep. Plumbing service, $20 off. AC service, $20 off. $100 off sump pump installation, mm-hmm. right? Water heater service, you name it. AAA. Ed Kopp is a great guy. And he's got good people and good prices, and he will take care of you. So 810-226-0047. That's AAA Service Network, or go to AAAServiceNetwork.com.
There.
Okay. There we go. And go to CurrentOnline.com. You'll see all those ads, all those coupons in there. It's pretty awesome. So we're talking the tariffs, and a lot of people made a big stink. Was it yesterday or the day before he made the Chosen comment, right?
I think the day before was Chosen.
The day before was Chosen.
Yesterday was forcing people.
I went back and I looked at it three times. And to be honest, you have to see the video. And I'll explain why after. But Derek, you got track two ready there? Go ahead and play that.
Somebody had to do it. I am the Chosen One. Somebody had to do it. So I'm taking on China. I'm taking on China on trade. And you know what? We're winning because we're the piggy bank. We're the one that all these countries, including the European Union, wants to rob and takes advantage of. European Union, $200 billion. China, more than $500 billion. Sorry. I was put here by people to do a great job. And that's what I'm doing. And nobody's done a job like I've done. Now, would China rather wait for a little more than a year and try and get sleepy Joe Biden to negotiate with instead of President Trump? Maybe, but I don't think so. You know why? They're losing too many jobs too fast. They had the worst year in 27 years, but I think it was actually 52 or 54 years. The worst year they've had in a half a century. And that's because of me. And I'm not proud of that, but you know what? They want to negotiate. And Sleepy Joe doesn't have a clue. Sleepy Joe said, oh, China's wonderful. Well, China is wonderful for China. But I'm wonderful for the USA.
Okay.
So what I was saying about before the break about China influencing our election, this is exactly what he's alluding to here. Mm-hmm. You've got Sleepy Joe. Oh, there's nothing wrong with China. Well, of course. So if you're feeling the pinch right now because of tariffs, when it comes to next year, are you going to vote for your own self-interest or for national interests? Are you going to make the kind of sacrifice that they made during World War II so we could stand tall, support the country? Or are you going to cave and let China have their way in the next election?
That's exactly right.
And that's what China
are influencing us by trying to force us into a recession. They think that they can
right.
stall this long enough and the tariff war long enough that they can get rid of Trump and
that
get
they can change
Joe Biden.
An administration. Yes. They can change an administration. Stand yep. tall, America.
Let's take a call from Gary in Hazel Park wants to talk about tariffs. Gary, welcome to the show.
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks. You know, it's apparent to most of us that the administrative state and the deep state and, Washington, the State Department, has a whole different understanding of what we want them to do, which is to keep America strong and safe and secure. If you look back over the history of China, you can see that they are a communist, the Maoists and all that stuff. They took over Tibet. They're on a war footing with Hong Kong and Taiwan right now. They're laying down their second or third keel for their aircraft carriers. They're very interested in putting airports in Greenland. And that's why the president was interested in taking Greenland before the Chaikons could get it. They're buying resources, mineral, all over the world. They're blackmailing countries into supporting them via lending them money. And when they cannot pay them back, they take over parts of their country. We should be in a semi-war footing with China all the time.
Yeah. You know, it's funny you mentioned that the Chinese laying the keels for those aircraft carriers because getting back to the World War II analogy, Japan was building her navy and America had the right now we have the smallest naval presence – since prior to World War II, and we were inept at that time. And then I got to say, when I say inept, I mean it having enough ships, incapable. I mean, and then we parked them all in one place and let them get blown away. Fortunately, we had the ability to build them back up when need came. Could we do that now? I'm not quite so sure.
Yeah. I don't know that our manufacturing is where it needs to be.
Beneficial to us is none of our carriers were at Pearl Harbor, and every one of, up to only five of the ships that were hit or sank at Pearl Harbor stayed at the bottom. We raised the rest of them back up and put them back into service.
I didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, good job. Nice, Gary. Thanks for educating me.
Well, I will be checking that with Snopes, you know.
What else you got, Gary? Anything?
Hey, it's just a beautiful day out there. If you guys got time, go have a picnic with your family and enjoy the day.
We're going to try. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the call.
See you, Gary.
All right.
And you can call in too, 734-822-1600 if you want to talk about this or anything else. But let's talk about Sleepy Joe Biden, right? Because it's not just the fact that China can change the election by holding off and trying to keep this trade war going. How about the fact that Mr. Biden may have some additional problems with China? Derek, you got track three ready? Let's talk about Joe Biden and his son, Hunter Biden, and the overseas issues that Joe Biden may have. We want to talk corruption? Maybe this is it. Go ahead.
Republicans, including President Trump, are trying to hammer Biden over this. At issue, was Hunter Biden profiting off his dad's work as vice president, and did Joe Biden allow it? We're talking about millions of dollars in at least two countries.
Mr. Vice President, Tom Yamas with ABC News. How you doing? Got a quick question for you.
It's a question we tried to ask repeatedly.
Can we ask you about Ukraine and China?
But kept getting blocked. Questions about foreign deals his son Hunter Biden pursued.
My father, Joe Biden.
In countries where Joe Biden was working as America's top diplomat. In 2014, Ukrainians, sick of corruption, revolted. Vice President Joe Biden went to Kiev to help the new government.
You have to fight the cancer of corruption.
But then something strange happened. Just 3 weeks later, a Ukrainian natural gas company, Burisma, accused of corruption, appoints Hunter Biden, seen here in their promotional videos, to their board of directors, paying his firm more than $1 million a year. Hunter, a lawyer who had just been discharged from the Navy Reserves for testing positive for cocaine.
You know, that's what you do in the Ukraine, right? You say, hey,
join the Navy and do cocaine?
No, that's what Hunter Biden did. But no, that's you reach out to an American politician's son and put him on the board because, hey, it's best for your company. That doesn't smack of corruption. Instead of finding some local Ukrainian who's clean and is a local boy, right.
And Hunter Biden knows nothing about the energy sector.
Exactly.
Right? Come on, let's be honest with you. This was a pure political ploy, and Biden tacitly approved it.
Mm-hmm.
That's simple.
Well, it's the same as Hillary using the State Department for her own personal piggy bank, you know?
Yeah, and that's just one, right? Go with the next track, Derek. Let's talk about Biden and China.
Mm-hmm.
And Ukraine wasn't the only country where Hunter Biden's business and his father's diplomacy as vice president intersected. It also happened in China.
This video shows Chinese diplomats greeting Vice President Biden as he arrived in Beijing in December of 2013. Right by his side, his son Hunter. Less than 2 weeks later, Hunter's firm had new business, creating an investment fund in China involving the government-controlled Bank of China. With reports, they hope to raise $1.5 billion. Hunter still plays a role in the fund. His lawyer says his stake is worth about $500,000. Both Hunter and his lawyer say he never discussed any of his overseas work with his father. But even a critic of the current president and his children's business dealings says this.
He should have encouraged his son to not take these positions.
Yeah, there you go. So, Mr. Biden, why don't you answer those questions honestly?
Oh, back to the Ukraine. Remember when the prosecution was after Biden's interests, and he went to them and says the prosecutor has to get fired, or you guys are going to lose all this American subsidy. And he comes back and he brags at that press conference about how he got that guy fired.
Right.
That's the job of the American president, to get a guy fired for his own self-interest.
Yeah, that's that globalism, that elitism, mm-hmm. Whatever. They're not
that corruption.
It is corruption.
Yeah.
They want to push this on Trump all the time, but it's not Trump. It's you that's doing it. It's Hillary that's doing it. You mentioned at the beginning of the show about Hillary's email
mm-hmm.
being given to the Chinese company.
Yeah.
Right? Not hacked. Given.
No, given. Yeah.
Given.
Yeah.
So.
In all fairness, it appears that the guy that was running her server company out of the bathroom, that he was, I don't know that she particularly knew it, but she knew she wasn't doing it right. And for the exact reasons it happened, a non-certified server company, unsecure. She had an unsecure server, and the guy who set it up for them, her and Bill, he was an agent. He was being paid by the Chinese government.
Right.
And then all her emails automatically get forwarded to that email address in China of that construction company.
So if we're talking the trade war, and it's real now, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's a tariff mm-hmm. situation. And if China's going to ramp up move for move with us on this, I always like to say, what does China buy from us? China buys stuff from us that they need.
They need pigs real soon.
And they need to sell. The whole world needs to sell to America. You know, we got more money. We've got more disposable income. But what do we buy from China? We buy things we
T-shirts.
Want from China. We mm-hmm. don't buy things we necessarily need from China.
You know, if they don't build it, I got to say this. If the tariffs keep people from doing business in China, that business is not necessarily going to move back to the United States and get more expensive because it moved to the United States. It's going to move to South Korea. It's going to move to Taiwan.
Mexico.
It's going to, yeah, Vietnam, who now is basically
Look, I'm in the industry.
A capitalist country.
I see the big three moving stuff because they were planning on moving stuff to China because mm-hmm. they wanted to sell in China, which they're not. It's very tough to sell in China still, right?
Oh, Google has no problem with doing business with China.
Of course, right? So stuff is moving. Companies are already moving this. And I think now is exactly the right time to do it. And here's another thing that people don't seem to understand. If you've been to any university in the last 20 years, you've seen a huge influx of Chinese mainland, communist Chinese mm-hmm. in our universities.
Yeah.
You think they're just there to get – most people in China are poor. How are they affording to send their kids and paying out-of-state tuition here? They're not.
Well, there are a lot of wealthy Chinese people because they have that, if you want to call it communist, capitalism, you know. You have a bunch of wealthy insiders, and they are sending their kids here, and some of those kids are not communist agents, but you have a lot of communist PRC people that are here as students. They're getting familiar with America. They're learning to speak English. They're learning. They're actually getting schooled in engineering, like you're alluding to. And they're doing their postgraduate work, and then they're learning some of our best technologies and techniques in our top engineering schools, top science schools, biology and the like, and then they take it back to China.
Where they work for the Chinese government.
Exactly.
Right? So again, even if they're not a spy and trained by a spy to be part of the military or mm-hmm. whatever, they're going to go back and work for the Chinese government.
Yeah.
So they're taking all that knowledge and technology that we've worked on here, they're taking it back to China. You don't see Americans going over to China to learn, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're stealing from us. That's what we've put ourselves in this position. So what if part of this trade war goes, all you Chinese student visa holders, bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Get the next plane. You're going home. We're done with you. Is that a possibility? Can we pull that off?
You know, you'd have the
ACLU,
liberals.
Or,
yeah.
The Democrats would be all over it, right? We're not going to get that. Let's take a quick call from Ken in Livonia, wants to talk about China. Ken, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I just want to pass on words of caution that we try to not lump all the Chinese together. Now, I would agree that the Chinese government is crooked as can be, but now, I have friends of mine who are 100% Chinese, born here, but they're all capitalists. My church in Hong Kong has all kinds of churches in Hong Kong. We have members of the church in Hong Kong. We have pastors and we have missionaries throughout mainland China teaching English to Chinese.
When we say Chinese, Ken,
to those that want to listen.
Yeah, we're not talking about the Hong Kongers and the Chinese from the Taiwan. We're talking about the Chinese communists.
And
we're not lumping
obviously
them all
in. Everybody on the Chinese mainland is not pro-communist, obviously. You know, but we're talking about basically the government and the people in power when we're talking about what's going on. We know that there are Christians in house churches in China who are, you know, they're not sold out to communism.
Yeah.
They're stuck there. We understand that. But we're talking about the economic engine that's attacking the United States right now.
Let me ask you this, Ken, because hold on a second. You brought some up. How safe are your pastors that are teaching English? Are they the kind of people we might see get put in prison because they're Christian, or maybe they'll be charged with being Christians? You know, well, I think it's illegal to do Christianity over there, right? Isn't it?
Unless you're a house church, unless you belong to the state religion, unless state certified,
right?
Well, our pastors and missionaries are sponsored by the government.
Okay.
However, we are not allowed, except in private, we are not allowed to speak about what the Bible says, except for in private. So, yeah, we have to be very careful with what we do and who we do it with. But we are there with the government approval because they want their people to be able to understand English.
Okay. Well, that's good. But, well, God bless them.
I bring this up is because my friends who are Chinese are constantly being bombarded here in America with discrimination. Constantly, even their little children are being harassed by Americans. And these are the most capitalistic people you can ever meet.
Interesting.
Yeah,
I've never seen that either. So because I work with a lot of Chinese and Koreans, and I don't see that kind of discrimination in front of me. That's just odd. Well, it's odd that it happens, right? I guess that's the world. Well, thanks, Ken. I appreciate the call. Thanks for letting us know.
Well, you guys take it easy. It's just one of those important things that's important to stress that,
not everyone's
the government,
same, yeah.
But not necessarily the people.
You got it. Excellent point, Ken. Thank you, as always.
Take care.
All right, so we got a few minutes left, and the recession, right? The recession!
Wait a minute. It started without me? The one that's supposedly down the road, maybe?
This is what drives me absolutely crazy, because they went with the Russian collusion, they went with the racism, they went with everything. Now it's like, and I remember, it wasn't 2 months ago on some show, and I think it was a CNN show I was watching, some guy said, there's no way Trump's going to get beat, and this is on CNN, unless there's a recession. And I think that started the fire, and everyone said, yeah. Recession, that's a great idea. Let's talk recession. And it's amped up over the last 2 months, and now it's full-blown. Every MSNBC, CNN, even Fox News, you're hearing nothing about its recession.
Well, I think I mentioned last week about Bill Maher. Maher saying, yeah, we need a recession. It's more important to stop Trump and save the country than to save our economy.
How about the people? Do we not count?
No,
I don't want
a
recession.
You don't count.
You know?
Trump is going to destroy the country. He's going to tear it down. It'll be a dictatorship, a white supremacist dictatorship. Therefore, we need a recession to get him out of power.
So
hope you've stored up enough cold beans to eat.
I like looking at the facts, and the facts are, quite simply, the indicators, the economic, that yield curve thing, as Charles Payne, and he'll say so in this next little audio clip here, was only like 24 hours that yield was inverted. 24
hours.
Is
that right?
Yes.
Well, let's listen to that.
It's just like... Why did everyone focus on the one little thing? It was there for less than 24 hours, but everything else is perfectly fine. You've got the highest employment rates for blacks, Hispanics, women in 50 years in some cases, right? The confidence is high on the consumer side. Confidence is high on the manufacturing side. Mm-hmm. If there's any downward thing at all, it's because the Democrats and the mainstream media keep pushing this garbage on us. And that's the issue. They want to talk us into a recession because it's the only thing they have to go for, right?
Yep.
Derek, do you have track 5 ready? Let's play that.
They say potential recession on the horizon.
Recession.
So you get the idea. So we brought in an expert who knows about recession and the economy. Charles Payne, host of Making Money with Charles Payne on Fox Business Network, joins us live.
Charles, good morning. I'm watching this and I'm like, it's so obvious what they're doing. They do not want him to win again, and they don't like that the economy is doing well, apparently.
The CEO of Bank of America put it the best. Brian Moynihan said, the only fear of recession we have is fear of recession. In other words, the only thing that can happen in this country right now that can derail this economic juggernaut is if everyone believes it's going to be derailed. And I hate to say it, but to a degree, the media almost did that in December. And I think some people do it deliberately. Listen, there's no economic data out there that suggests we're on the cusp of a recession.
Well, they have suggested the inverted yield curve, where you got more money on a short-term bond than the long-term bond.
The 2- and 10-year yield inverted for 24 hours. The spread since then has gotten wider. It's got to be more than 24 hours. In the meantime, guess what we saw last week? Retail sales soar, absolutely soar, significantly better than anyone anticipated. We saw an earnings report from Walmart that was absolutely remarkable. Here's why Walmart's a great proxy. Not just because they did almost $131 billion in sales in 3 months, but because every American goes there. You know, one-third of their shoppers have households of 100,000 income. It used to be, people used to think, well, Walmart, lower end, no. That's Americana. That's a great proxy for this country.
I think they're America's number one grocery store as well.
Yeah, that's another big seller for them. But the bottom line is there seems to be a deliberate attempt by many people to make this economy go into recession.
You mean talk it down?
Yeah, they're talking it, talking us down. And that's nonsense. And people need to understand that. The economy is not bad. We're not on the cusp of a recession. And it's not going to happen. I mean, there will be a recession eventually, right? There's always a retraction.
There has to be. Okay? And you know this whole thing about, the stock market went down today. Well, that's what it does. If it continually went up and up and up and never stopped, I'd be so afraid.
Yeah.
I want to see these little corrections rather than a big depression, big recession.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's take a call from JB in Ann Arbor. Wants to talk about China. Welcome to the show, JB.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Good day. A few experiences real quick. You guys are familiar with Bill Kaufman?
Yeah, a little bit.
Named Doug Miller, right? Yeah, he used to be an aeronautics professor at U of M.
Yep.
And he got drummed out. I haven't heard from him lately, but he might be an interesting person to try to get some comments from.
Yeah, I ran into him a few times at different talks. Yeah.
Very interesting. The other thing is back in 1980, I was at a Christian campus fellowship ministry at U of M. We happened to have a Chinese young man who was interested in Christianity, met with us two or three times, and stopped coming, and I was able to contact him. He was threatened by this, you know, his watchers if he would continue that, you know, he's going to be out of there.
Wow.
And last week I went to a Voice of the Martyrs conference in Roseville, and one of the interviews on a DVD they gave me was with a Chinese woman who had been in prison for 6 years, and at the end of her testimony said during that 6 years she was making Christmas tree lights to sell in the United States. We need to divest in doing business with China is my opinion. I agree.
Great call, JB. I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. Have a good one. All right, well, that's the end of the show. Doggone it. But yeah, great calls today. Appreciate it. And we've got some good stuff next week. Mm-hmm. We'll catch that neat little thing you've got. But we'll do that next week. Until then, go to thedailydrift.com and currentonline.com, CourantOnline.com. See you next week.
Have a great week.